Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Serial Entrepreneurs Win Big While Others Fail. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a startling fact. 90% of startups fail. Yet there's a fascinating breed of entrepreneurs who keep launching new ventures after every failure. What separates these serial entrepreneurs from one-time founders who give up after their first disappointment? The answer lies in how they think about failure itself. A serial entrepreneur is someone who starts multiple businesses throughout their career. But here's what makes them different. They focus on spotting market patterns rather than perfecting one idea. While most entrepreneurs fall in love with their first concept and spend years trying to make it work, serial entrepreneurs treat each venture like a laboratory experiment. Each failure teaches them to recognize opportunities faster. They move quickly from concept to market test because they understand that speed beats perfection. Think of it this way. Most entrepreneurs are like sculptors, chiseling away at one piece of marble for years, convinced they can create a masterpiece. Serial entrepreneurs are more like sketchers, rapidly drawing multiple concepts, knowing that the magic happens in the iteration, not the first draft. This brings us to their second superpower, emotional detachment. Serial entrepreneurs treat ideas like experiments, not babies. They can kill underperforming projects without the emotional baggage that paralyzes other founders. This detachment allows faster pivoting and smarter resource reallocation. They've learned to separate their personal identity from their business outcomes. James Dyson perfectly embodies this mindset. He failed with his first 5,126 vacuum prototypes. Instead of quitting, he used each failure as data for the next iteration. His serial approach to product development led to a $6 billion empire. Today, he applies this same methodology across multiple industries. So here's your actionable takeaway. Set a 90-day deadline for your current project. If it's not showing real traction, pivot or kill it. Start treating your failures as tuition for your next success, because that's exactly what they are. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.